Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Prayers for My Baby Girl by Carolyn Larson is a small devotional gift book designed for mothers and mothers-to-be who want to pray intentionally over a baby girl. Built around more than 40 short prayers paired with scripture promises, the book combines Christian encouragement with a keepsake format suitable for baby showers, baptisms, and other family milestones. Its purpose is not to present a long theological argument, but to give readers a practical way to intercede for a daughter with specific language drawn from biblical themes such as protection, blessing, trust, and God's care. The padded hardcover, gilt-edged pages, and full-color illustrations reinforce its role as both a devotional aid and a sentimental heirloom. In this category, the book stands out by merging prayer prompts with presentation quality design, making it useful in daily family devotion and appealing as a meaningful gift. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a prayer book built for daily maternal intercession. The central purpose of the book is to help mothers pray specifically over their baby girls, rather than only offering general blessings. Each prayer gives shape to concerns that often arise in early motherhood, such as safety, spiritual growth, identity, and future well-being. This makes the book practical. It reduces the barrier of not knowing what to say, and turns maternal concern into a steady prayer habit. The structure is especially helpful for new mothers, who may want a brief but focused devotional resource that can be used repeatedly. Because the prayers are short and accessible, the book functions less like a formal devotional and more like a prayer companion for everyday life. That design choice matters because it keeps the material usable during busy seasons while still encouraging intentional reflection. The book's value lies in its repeatability. Mothers can return to the same themes as their daughters grow, making the prayers relevant beyond infancy. Secondly, scripture promises as the foundation for each prayer. A defining feature of the book is the pairing of prayers with scripture promises. This does more than add religious language. It anchors each prayer in biblical authority and gives readers a model for praying in a way that is grounded in faith rather than anxiety. The scripture element suggests that the book is meant to guide trust in God's character, not merely to express parental hopes. In practical terms, this pairing helps mothers connect specific concerns with specific verses, which can deepen memory, meditation, and confidence in prayer. It also reflects a common Christian devotional method, speaking personal requests while relying on the language of Scripture. For readers who want their prayers to be formed by the Bible, this structure is a major strength. The result is a devotional format that is both emotional and doctrinally oriented, offering reassurance that a child's life is being entrusted to God's care, protection, and blessing rather than left to private wishfulness. Thirdly, a gift book designed to function as a keepsake. The physical presentation of the book is a major part of its identity. The padded hardcover, gilt-edged pages, foiled accents, and full-color illustrations make it feel more like a keepsake than a disposable devotional. That matters because the book is clearly intended for gift-giving at baby showers, baptisms, and similar occasions where lasting meaning is important. The design supports the content prayers for a child's future gain added significance when they are housed in a durable, attractive format that families may keep for years. In this sense, the book is positioned not just as a reading experience, but as a sentimental object that can be preserved and revisited. The heirloom quality also shapes how the content is received. Readers are likely to see it as a record of love and faith, not simply a small Christian publication. This blend of devotional usefulness and presentation value helps explain why the book appeals to gift buyers as well as personal users. Fourthly, nurturing faith through simple, emotionally accessible language. The prayers are described as warm, comforting, and heartfelt, which suggests that the book uses accessible language rather than complex devotional prose. This is important because the audience includes mothers who may be navigating exhaustion, new responsibility, or emotional vulnerability. A book of short, direct prayers can meet readers where they are without requiring extended study or formal training. The emotional tone also matters. It frames prayer as an act of love and trust, not as a performance. That makes the book useful for readers who want reassurance as much as instruction. The imagery and presentation appear intentionally gentle, supporting a calm devotional atmosphere rather than a highly doctrinal or academic one. As a result, the book occupies a middle space between a prayer manual and a sentimental gift item. Its accessibility is one of its strengths because it allows readers to pray consistently even when they have limited time, while still feeling that the language is spiritually meaningful and tender toward the child. Lastly, a focused niche within Christian parenting and baby gifts. Compared with broader Christian parenting books, this title is narrowly focused on one relationship, a mother praying for her baby girl. That specialization is significant because it gives the book clarity of purpose and a strong emotional identity. It is not trying to cover parenting strategy, child development, or family theology in depth. Instead, it offers a compact devotional resource for a very specific stage of life and a very specific gift occasion. This narrow focus helps explain its appeal in Christian retail settings, where buyers often want something personal, attractive, and spiritually rooted. The book also fits a broader family tradition of prayer books for children, but its baby girl emphasis gives it a distinct niche. That distinction matters because it speaks directly to expectations around identity, nurture, and future blessing in a daughter's life. By combining theme-specific prayer content with heirloom-style design, the book separates itself from generic baby gifts and from more academic religious material. In conclusion, Prayers for My Baby Girl is best suited for mothers, expectant mothers, grandparents choosing a faith-based gift, and anyone looking for a short Christian devotional centered on a daughter's early life. Its practical value lies in giving readers ready-made prayers that are easy to use, emotionally gentle, and organized around real concerns of motherhood. The scripture pairing adds theological grounding, while the compact format makes it simple to keep close at hand for regular reflection. What makes the book stand out in its category is the combination of devotional usefulness and heirloom presentation. Many prayer books are functional but plain, or decorative but shallow. This one is designed to do both jobs at once. It is spiritually focused enough to serve as a prayer aid, yet polished enough to be given as a meaningful keepsake. For readers who want a gift that feels personal, durable, and faith-centered, this book offers a clear and well-defined purpose within Christian baby literature. If you would like to support Carolyn Larson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.